Nationals looking to take 2 of 3 from Arizona. Max Scherzer's on the hill, so they got a good shot. How about Max Scherzer at the plate in the second inning facing Braden Shipley?
Chopper, third base line. Max Scherzer's going to beat it out, and the Nats go on top. First RBI of the year. Putting the ball in play has a lot of value at all times. Trying to drop one into right field. Bryce Harper. He loves to play shallow against pitchers on the offside, and that enabled him to make that great play.
Just a rule of thumb for every right fielder. You make the pitcher beat you deep, try to take base hits away. Torey Lovullo has his hand up. I think he wants his clubhouse to look at it. I think he caught it, but we're way up here. Let's look at it together. What do you got? Looked like a catch. In his glove, it stays in there. Yeah, they're not going to check that. If they do, they'll lose their challenge. Nice play by Bryce Harper. Great effort, great play. Wilmer Defoe, head cheerleader, approves.
Runners lead the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball left field, sending Herman back. This one way back, and it's over his head. He misplayed it. Harper will score. Zimmerman on his heels. He will score. Murphy will stop at third as the throw is in. And into second with a double. Driving in two is Anthony Rendon.
That's a perfect fastball on the outside edge for strikeout number 9. But there it is, number 10. And for Max Scherzer, the 51st time in his career. Second only to Clayton Kershaw's 52, in which he has struck out 10 batters or more. Swing and a miss. Number 11.
The pause, the kick, and here it comes. Swinging a chopping ground ball right side. Murphy, big hop, chest high, throw to first, and a curly W's in the books.
Dusty Baker's club is now 19-9 on the season. He talked about another series win after the game.
Max was outstanding. That's probably the best slider that he's had of the season. And he, you know, located his fastball well. But, you know, he had a slider working from the very first inning. And when Max has a slider working, then that kind of sets up everything else. He came out strong, and he had that, you know, that look in his eye. And you could tell by the opening pitch that, you know, he wanted to beat the Diamondbacks. You know, Lobe called a very good game for him. You know, that was a little tighter game than we had hoped because we left a lot of men on base. And a couple times we had bases loaded and less than 2 outs, but that was a big RBI. When you put the ball in play that Heisey got at the end there, I mean, that gave us a little, you know, a little breathing room. His groin tightened up on him, and so we took him out for, you know, precautionary reasons. And, you know, we just have to see his day to day.
Bryce, did you get the sense that it had anything to do with that sliding catch he made earlier on?
No. He was swinging mighty hard, you know what I mean? And but he always swings hard. And so, no, I saw him in the dugout, and I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "Oh, man, it's not doing too good." And then so we didn't want to take a chance.
Besides his work on the mound, Scherzer had a pair of hits and talked about a complete effort after the game.
You start off early in the game and you threw it often. Was that a part of your plan to start with sliders early and then work with your fastball a little bit later?
Actually, the plan was actually to get my changeup going and actually get the changeup going first because I knew my slider was going to eventually get there, and that pitch really allowed me to have success today. So having both the changeup slider really mixing and matching gave Lobe options back there, and we did a great job of sequencing.
Max, you've also had great success against the ball club that drafted you. You're now 5-0. You've never lost to Arizona. A little bit something extra you reach for when you face these guys, or is it just another game?
You got to find motivation against everybody. It's just that they have, that, you know, they give me a little extra motivation because how things turned out.
Max, the ability to throw your slider and change up for strikes, it just makes that fastball so much better. I was sitting back there with a bunch of scouts today, actually, and you threw one up there 94, and the hitter was so far behind it, and they say, look, it may show 94. We know he can throw 97, but that 94 reads as a hitter like it's 98 because your ball finishes so strong. You've known that from the beginning of your career, but you don't worry about whether it's 97 or 94, do you?
Oh, obviously, I would like it to be 97.
Well, it gets there plenty
no,
of time.
No, honestly, the biggest thing that you use the radar gun as a tool. You know, obviously, when you're using it for the change in velocity between your fastball and changeup, you're trying to get 8 to 10 miles an hour off. You know, I'm trying to see, you know, what the velocity is on the curveball. I'm trying to make sure that's 78 to 80, and just kind of making sure that those pitches are in that range. And then, you know, when I'm, you know, trying to throw that, you know, cut slider to a lefty, making sure that that's, you know, above my slider in terms of speed. So, like I said, you just use the radar gun as a tool, and, you know, velocity by itself doesn't, you know, create a swing and miss. It's how you mix and match everything. So velocity is just a part of my game.
Besides his nice catch, Bryce Harper was 0 for 3 at the plate with a walk. He did score a run, and he left the game after the sixth inning with a groin injury. He talked about the injury after the game.
How you feeling?
I feel good. You know, got it a little bit on the fly ball, that dive. I need to stop diving and trying to catch fly balls too much. But, you know, just felt it a little tight. Felt good in my second at bat, and third at bat, ground out to second. And that last at bat just felt it a little too much. So I was trying to get out of there and get some treatment. And, you know, everybody knows I want to play in Philly. So looking forward to that. So.
Right leg, left leg?
Left.
Have you noticed a difference in how this particular training staff deals with stuff like this? It seems like they're pretty cautious.
Yeah, they want to be smart. You know, if we feel it during the game, you know, they want us out of there. So, you know, they talked to me before and, you know, say, hey, just be smart. You know, if you feel it, just, you know, make sure you're, you know, getting in there, getting treatment, and I felt a little bit and just made sure to get in here, get with Harvey, and, you know, hopefully get ready for tomorrow.
The Nationals are on the road on Friday. It's Steven Strasburg getting the ball in a start in Philadelphia against Nick Pivetta.